Okay. Avul Yehud Kva. Yud Aleph. Avul Yehudo. Adarabe. Zeo Mizgalo Mizbarlon of Bir Gomer. So he said other things. So we're in the middle of Lamed Aleph on Amud Yud Aleph in this edition. He says other things we can't understand. Yichud we understand. Zemizgalo mizbaralon abir gama. It's something that we can understand it 100%. Because by eliminating what's not, we get to what is. V'nim shachlanu mizeh. Shaloi daishu mizbaralonu. Ala shachayob manachnu lahoshev ala b'nei diazois. So not only is this clear to us, but we mechuyev to keep sharpening that idea. We need to keep reinforcing that idea. So in other words, the more a person is mizbeining about how other things don't help, and how at the end of the day only HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, that's a kiyum of reinforcing yichud. That's Moshe Rabbeinu Sibu V'yadata Yoyim V'ashevoisel V'avecha K'Hashem Hu Elokim Hashmayim Mimal V'alot Zotachs Einoid. So the pasuk says, just to read it straight, V'yadata Yoyim, you shall come to the recognition and awareness today. V'ashevoisel V'avecha should become something that settles in to your heart. In other words, you really feel that it's right. K'Hashem Hu Elokim Hashmayim Mimal V'alot Zotachs Einoid. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything and nothing else. Upi Elyon Meyed Ba'atzim Modiyah Ki Kol HaNilkat Mikol Misiboyis V'Agdolos Shemisabrich Boi Lomoy Aloi Hu Gilu Chod HaGom HaZeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has a pasuk that everything in the world is really brought about by his doing. The pasuk is, "Malo gila yuchal gomaze kinyan amru reu ato ki ani hu ve'ino elohim imadi." Look around and see now that I am the one, and there's no other power or force with me. Umikra zenema achashe kol kol sibu vagalgul sheyo osid umezume liyosav ba'olam. Shenicha kol b'divasher zeh shazino. So, Parshas Hazinu is a sort of history of the world unfolding. This is the general parasha. This is the klal gadol of the whole world unfolding, and that includes in it everything, and it finishes. Ru ato ki ani anihu. So that's the final line. The final point is Ru ato ki ani anihu. Ubedivra Navi Yeshayan is by Behedya. Lamantedu visaminuli visavinu kanihu. You need to know and believe me that I am it. Lefanai le noitza kale, there is no God before me. Va'acha lehiyah, there will be no God after me. You know, in the entire sweep of time, I'm beginning, I'm end. Onoch enoch Hashem ve'ein mibalodi Moshiach. Ubimokam acha ani rishon yachon umbel odai en elokim. Umokam acha en elokim. Umokam acha lama yedu mizach shemesh umarova ki efes ba'odai ni Hashem en oid. Yotzer v'yachoyshech ha'ishon v'ro ani Hashem en skolein. So in all of these psukim, the emphasis is constantly on look at everything, take everything into account from beginning to end, from beginning of the world to the end of the world, from the top of the world to the bottom of the world, and see that there's nothing but me. Vihine. So now he wants to be mefarish. What exactly is, I guess, the type of avoda? Vihine. Leman yedu, leman teidu v'savinu ksiv. Mashma sherotze. It's mashma that it's something that we need to know and understand. V'tachlis kol ha'atzlochas machdiach liYisrael who is bar yichud elein ha'koil. And the hatzloch of Klal Yisrael is that through them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be seen as the only force in the world. Vidov Zaniskapa Pomim Misodiva Neviim Viniska Shambali Mahu Vasha Melech Bayemu Yashem Echod Shme Echod because Efochal Amim Likas Kulam Shem Hashem Lodashem Echod the Saifta Valez and the Sinim Holyim Tomid Shmaya Shem Echod. So all of these inyanim are going to keep on reinforcing the sense of Hashem Echad. Now, one point is I've seen the translation of Echad. I think there's merit to this point. Should be not one, but unique. In other words, when I say I have one X, it doesn't mean that it's unique. If I say this is the only one, or there is only one of X, or X is the only item, so the word only in some ways a lot more it gives over a lot better the meaning of it than the word one. Because one could just be, I only have one piece of cake, but there are 9,000 pieces of cakes waiting to be had. Unique only is maybe a better sense of the word. Now, he's medayik. He says that the Vine says leman yedu, and all these are mashmah that we need to have yedi and havana. So his point is, it's something that requires some intellectual pursuit. In other words, it doesn't say you can't believe in others. The word that's used is to know and understand. So it's something that we need to sort of be cognizant of. Exactly what that idea means is nechluku bo many, many people. I think in the general sense, maybe many people would agree. What exactly does it mean to know? So there was the philosophers believed that what it means is to sort of prove intellectually that there is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by coming up with all sorts of intellectual exercise and proofs, like Chavos HaLevavos and so on, that is the way in which we establish Hashem being Echad. That was one train of thought. So if the Chavos HaLevavos brings a whole bunch of quote-unquote proofs and so on, a second approach, which was, I guess, I think the Hasidim Balei Avoda was to keep working on Bitochen. By not relying on anything but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have. So if you see something wrong, instead of calling the doctor, the first thing you do is say Perikilim, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to call the doctor, because that reinforces. So there was a Mahalach of Avoda in Bitochen and so on. The Bekubalim, their approach was as follows. They talk a lot about being Miyachid Yehudim. They talk a lot about the Shem Yichud. And their approach was, if we understand the world as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas, and we're able to peg the different Hanhagas, and then we're able to show the structure of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses which Hanhaga when, we've in effect, in a certain sense, described HaKadosh Baruch Hu's uniqueness in this world. Lamash, let's take an example from the outside world. You know, if I see a magnet drawing something, and I see a motor running a car, these are two totally different phenomena. And they have nothing to do with each other. One's a car, one's going to play with a magnet. They have no shot after each other. A scientist says, okay, first of all, I can begin to describe motion, pull, energy, in equations to create and show you certain similarities. I can then ultimately, at some point, show you how I can produce from electricity magnetism, and from magnetism electricity, and then basically, so it's really the same force in two different manifestations. So, but the more I abstract things, and I'm able to so, for instance, a person walks into a person looks at the business at what's happening, and oh, there was bad news came to stock market. Stock market went down a lot. People are panicking. People are buying. People are this, people are that. There's just a whole hodgepodge of things that are only relevant for them. That's one look at stocks and stock market. Some of the quants, they're very extreme, some, and their point was, it's always the same, because all phenomena have very, very similar patterns. And as long as we know how to exact, so you just show me the graphs. Don't tell me what happened. Show me the graphs, the patterns, and I can predict with 99% certainty what's going to be the next phase. There are always waves. There's this. Makes a difference if this wave was because the towers collapsed, or because there was depression, or because a war broke out. What's important is when you have this type of movement downwards, you, with a lag of X, you have an upward spike that is in direct proportion to this. Yes and no. You know, it's sometimes they're good at it, sometimes they're pretty lousy at it. But the idea is that I can reduce these mahalchim. So a mekubal is supposed to be able to, or what he's trying to do is say, okay, Kadosh Baruch has midas nebriya, midas hachesed, midas hadin, and midas hatiferes, and midas hadis, and midas hadat. There is a whole set of structure that we have a mesoras that the reason was mekabel and exactly how these hanagas work, and if I can put it together, then I don't see many hanagas. I see one hanaga manifest itself in different directions and all come back to the same. The devil's in the details because very, very hard nobody living can do that really well, and that's why it's nebulous. But in Torah mitzvahs, so when I go and do a mitzvah, the 630 mitzvahs, they all look very, 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 very different. They all have very, very different things. But if a person understands the hanhagas, they all become part of one organism. It's like if you see meat on a shelf, liver and wings and pulchus and breast and sweetbreads are different meats. They're just very, very different meats. But when you see it in an animal, it's one animal. So if you understand the interaction between the two, you it becomes one instead of many. That's that's more or less the point of Kabbalah, to try and to get a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being one, unifying the different elements rather than many, many pieces.
The way I understood the progression was, that what we were trying to show is that other things can't account for everything.
Right, correct.
So how do we get from there to where he's trying, where he says we're going, which is Einod Milvad?
Right. So what he's saying, our first step, this is a simple mahalak that's at everybody. My tendency is that my father protects me from mean and bad guys. My mother is there to comfort me when I have a boo-boo or when I'm hungry. My boss is the one who holds my job, you know, in his hands. The local IRS is the ones who hold the sort of taxation over my head, and whether or not I'll get the shidduch is totally the shatchin, and so on and so forth. That's our default setting. That greets our senses, greets our eyes. As we eliminate the others, we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem with that picture, it's a very good first step. It's something that's shared to everybody. So what I've done is eliminate things that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what are all these other things? So what are all these other things? It's not so satisfying to say these are illusions. just like, let's take something very different. When we struggle, when we deal with different pieces of evolution, bones and reactive data and so on and so forth. So the big picture is HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly created the world with a natural history. It's obviously had to be that way, or else we wouldn't have Emunah. There's no necessary Emunah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes certain things through nature. So just like there are laws of nature, there's a natural history built in the world. Now, there are two approaches, just in a sweeping way. One approach is, it's all sorts of Avolim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world 5,000 years, exactly where we have it, and all this stuff was buried and put into place just to be in Israel. It can't be disproven. It's not everybody finds it very satisfying, because I have a lot of odd pieces floating around just as red herrings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu populated the world with red herrings. To me personally, an answer like, you know, it's this is how it started, and there was a rapid development or whatever it is better, because then the pieces fit into place. Instead of the pieces being junk that's floating around, then it's part of the picture. Yes, I'm in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything and in a levado, but if the pieces fit in, rather than just being there to throw me off, most people find it much more satisfying. So
understand it like that.
Huh?
I always heard like Adam was created complete. So the world too is completed as if it had that history.
But there's one approach with no, it just tossed in. It's killer, because in my mind, if I could fantasize the thing that sits down with me is, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu started. He created the world with a big bang that morphed into the world within a second or whatever it is. The idea of it, this was the process, but it took no time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather than just go to create a world, he said, I'm going to need some red herrings here to make the game exciting. Okay, dinosaur bones here, Darwin there, and a few turtles over there. Because I would like an answer, all the stuff they have about the power from certain mammals in certain places, I'd like to have an answer that is organic rather than just they were tossed in there by whim or to throw us off. I personally find it less satisfying. One can go through life and be in a maimed minish lema without understanding any HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hugs. Just saying it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. Whenever I doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is the world such a mysterious, crazy, strange place? I don't know, but that's what it is. Nothing wrong with that. But he holds, the chiyuv is to understand it. And the understanding is the different hanhagas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu plays that need to add up to that echad. Sometimes you pick up an expression that's cute. I was, many years ago, when I was a Bachur Yeshiva, we went to Tveria, to the Kinneret, to spend 2 or 3 days for Tiyul. So we went to the Kinneret, and we wanted to rent a rowboat, if there was one. So the guy had only motorboats. So my Hebrew wasn't great, so I said, yesh lecha, I don't know if I said on the yaw, sira, which is the right word for it, sira, and they pointed out. So I went without a motor. I didn't know how to say motor. I didn't know how to say without a motor. I know how to say mashotim, which would be oars. So I said, lokaze, stam. So he said to me, he said, en stam, avanim ze stam. Stam means a plane, just like. He said, don't think plane in the world are racks. And stuff. So it's when there are a lot of pieces that don't fit in. So yes, you could be miming, but he says you need yediyah, and that yediyah lies in his understanding ultimately is in Kabbalah, where a person is able to understand the inner mechanics, how they connect.
I just don't understand the logical progression. It reminds me almost of the Ramban in Parshas Bo, where it says, from the fact that there's nisim gedolim, things that we can't explain. So from there, see that in Omavado, they say everything goes, why does that have to follow? Meaning, let's say a person examines the world. You can see that this doesn't add up. There must be something else going on. But how do I get from that to the fact that now I have to conclude that everything else is
because if economics alone can't explain all the facts, and biology can't, it can tell me a lot about life, but it can't explain life itself. That's, if I reach a dead end, so by process of elimination, there's only that inexplicable God. You know, I need to eliminate the things that I can understand, I can explain. Like I said, Lechura, my partner is telling my boss, I need a job, and the boss likes me. The fact that Akash Prabhu sent me from left field a job, you know, because I didn't do X or Y or Z, you know, I walked in with the Amakas. I told him I cannot work on Shabbos, I'll never work on Shabbos, even if it's like that. And for some reason, decided to, you know what? It forced me to realize, you know, on the surface, it seems as if the bosses are in charge of work. Somewhere deep, there's something else working. So by eliminating the other things that do seem to meet the eye, then, you know, if in a laboratory, I can get to DNA, and I can get to this, I get this, but it still doesn't explain. I've gotten to the rock bottom, and it still doesn't explain it. So then I'm left, but there must be something. It is that other that's not graspable or that's a
control. And the male of my boss has no control?
So this is going to be... So now, at this point, I'm left in the dark as to the role of the boss in the world. You know, it's the mahalach that he's going to... That was him. It's that... Is the understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on the bosses of the worlds to give me and so on. So basically, the great Pella is the two together. It's like always the most I use that. About free will in the Tzibur and the Yachid. And this is one of those cases where you see that clash. If I were to ask you, you buy bread occasionally, I assume. So, does anyone ever tell you to, except for your wife, does anyone tell your wife that you have to go buy bread or you can't go buy bread or you can't do anything? No. You make a decision. Sometimes you want a present, you want. The person in a big place like Shalom or Giants, where they sell 300 loaves a day, can tell you pretty much there'll be 103 loaves are going to go today. And he'll be right, or else he won't be running the store very long. The godless of running a store like that is where you can keep inventory on a tight leash. You know what to order, and if you overorder, you're left with stuff you don't want, and if you underorder, people feel as you never find stuff there. So how does he know that 103 people will buy a loaf of bread on Mondays and Wednesdays, and on Tuesdays it'll be only 101 people? Not one of these people were called up by nobody. Shalom didn't call up and say, "Mr. Goldstein, could you come down and buy a loaf of rye bread today?" So on a macro level, things are almost muchrach. It's like these, you know, when they work statistics on these tests, you know, like to determine cheating or not. If your school falls out of the norm by two standard deviations, you are in trouble. Because, you know, and yet, any one person in America can get a score that's off the charts, and it does not arouse suspicions. Even if it's 1 in a million, there's always 1 in a million. So, you know, there's one, somebody just won a big lottery. Does that indicate that he's a cheater? No way. But if Montgomery County were to win the 10 weeks in a row, the big lottery, there would be a lot of visits here from all sorts of people figuring out what the heck's going on over here. So on a macro level, things are very bound. On the personal level, how does that fit? So how is the world determined? It's deterministic in nature on the macro level and total individual freedom. That connection is the Pella, and that's understanding how HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Vader, and how it chooses to show all of these different things through many channels that seem totally independent. That's the Yichud. That's what we say, L'shem Yichud, Kutshabrichu. In a certain sense, we're making that Chibur between the Shorish of Echad to the manifestation. Let's just finish up till a bit. Nimtza, Shekol Mashem Izbar Lonim Be'emis, Me'oitzav Shemusa Bulti Balas Tachlis, Uraki Chud Hashol. So the only attribute of Kadosh Baruch Hu that we fully understand, it becomes more, is Yichud. Shekasha Navit Babote Yunis Al Kol HaMaychas HaShemayim. When we look deeply on everything that's done, that's right. Nira Hiluch Echad Shesoy V'Hoylech, we see one Mahalach. V'Hoysa Menuchasoy. It's safe pasuk would be Ragila Emes Hazois. So like Chazal picture it so beautifully. It says that when HaKadosh, it says when Klal Yisrael went down to, when the brothers went to Mitzrayim. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yaakov is asuk in being misabel on his children. Yosef is asuk with his malchus. The brothers are asuk with this. Everyone is busy with something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asuk in Lahavi Oros or Mashiach. Like, the world is in disarray. Everyone is its own little, it's a 12-ring circus. Everyone is running his own little circus, and there is really one big circus happening now that's going to come together. That's the Metzias. Now we understand a little bit of what this is. What do we want? It's something you need to give great thought, and it needs to develop your mind. So we'll say the question. What do we need to understand? Finished. So I mean, we've done it. We're ready to go. Okay, so that will continue next time. That's a show.
Another question. I was just wondering on Purim.